Now, are there certain laws that have been done away in Christ? Of course. Are there specific changes to the law in the New Testament? Of course. But did Jesus Christ come and change the law about, you know, leashing your wild beast? No. Did Jesus die on the cross so that you could dig ditches and people fall in and you just say, nuts to you? You should look where you're going, buddy. I mean, is that just ridiculous? Yeah. It's bizarre. But I had you turn to Romans 6 because I think this is the best place. We could go through Galatians and see the same thing. But in Romans chapter 6, it says in verse 14, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace." And you'll hear people bring this up all the time. Hey, we're not under the law, we're under grace. And there's a whole movement out there that says, hey, you're free in Christ, we're not under the law, we're under grace. And they basically will just say anything goes as long as the Holy Spirit doesn't talk to you about it. Yeah. Yeah. We were just talking about this, right, Brother Foster? Because I used to go to churches that would say that. He went to churches that would say that. And they'll tell you, you'll try to point out to them that something's a sin in the Bible. And here's what they'll say. Well, you know what? I'm glad the Holy Spirit's talked to you about that. But the Holy Spirit just hasn't revealed that to me yet. So, you know, and you say, well, but yeah, but it's what the Bible says, you know. And, well, but you know what? We're not under the law. We're under grace. We're free in Christ, Christian liberty. I'm just, as long as I'm led of the Spirit, I'm not under the law. Therefore, don't show me what the Bible says is right and wrong because I'm free in Christ. I mean, who's heard that kind of teaching before? It's pretty common. I don't know exactly what trendy name it's going under now. I just always heard it taught as Christian liberty or we're free in Christ or whatever. Now, look, obviously we believe in liberty and freedom. But look what the Bible says next, because he says right here in Romans 6, he says, "For you're not under the law, but under grace," at the end of verse 14. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Yep. Now, what is sin? The Bible defines sin as the transgression of the law. I mean, he says in 1 John, "For sin is the transgression of the law." Paul said, I would not have known sin except for the law. Show me what sin is. He said, I wouldn't have known lust except that the law had said, thou shalt not covet. So we wouldn't even be able to define sin. How could we say of anything, hey, that's a sin, unless we could point to a place in the law of God where it's a sin? I mean, if I just say to you, hey, X, Y, and Z is a sin. I mean, I'd have to have some authority for that, right? What if I, and look, there are a lot of people who declare a lot of things sinful that aren't even mentioned in the Bible. Right. And just say, hey, that's a sin. You're like, okay, where is that in the Bible? Because a sin has to be a transgression of one of God's laws. Right. So unless there's a law of God in the Bible or a commandment or a statement from God telling us to do something or telling us not to do something, then it's no way that it can be a sin. Okay? Now sometimes people do things that are stupid, but not necessarily a sin, because in order to be a sin, it has to transgress the commandments of God or the laws of God. So Paul is saying we're not under the law, but under grace. He's talking about salvation. He's talking about the fact that we're saved by Jesus, okay? And that we're not under the curse of the law. We've been freed from the curse of the law because Jesus became a curse for us and ransomed us from the power of the grave and from the power of death. But he says, okay, so now that we're not under the law, then should we sin because we're not under the law? God forbid that we would do that. Right. And he's saying basically, should we transgress the law because we're not under the law? And he's saying, no, we should not. Okay. And even so, if we just backed up a few pages in Romans, look what he says in verse 31 of chapter 3. Romans 3, verse 31 says, "Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid, yea, we establish the law." And didn't Jesus say, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill." So it's bizarre to teach a doctrine that just throws out the law of God and just doesn't want to learn from the schoolmaster anything else about how to handle your beast or how to dig a pit or what, you know, these things have nothing to do with salvation through Jesus. These are just laws to govern society.